to stimulate interracial cooperation. Dom heard himself shout, "They caused it! The Kreapi invented the Matrix engine just so that they could find other life forms to help them answer the Joker riddles." "That is so. But Dom, listen, before Sadim, before star travel even, you know that most men believed in some kind of omnipresent god? Not the Sadimist small gods answerable to natural forces, but a real director of the universe. But if it had turned out that he really did exist, chaos would have been let loose on the planet. He would have ceased to become a matter of comforting belief, but a matter of fact. You don't believe in the sun, either. And men would have perished of a cosmic inferiority complex. You can't live and know of such greatness. We need the idea of jokers because they are a unifying force among the races, but we can't afford to find their world. Supposing it is dead, is that the end of even the greatest race? If they still live, will they enslave us or ignore us or, worse, befriend us? We can only let you go now to the dark side of the sun, but you must understand that we can't let you return. I know what the Joker's world is, said Dom slowly. I've known for some time, I think, without realizing it. And I think I'm coming to realize where it is. There is only one sun in the universe, our universe, and the Jokers gave it to us. Will you lock your fleet onto this ship? Asman nodded. Then follow me. Interspace glowed around him. Dom switched off the set and tried to ignore the orange-gold glow that filled the ship and in which it floated. To no one, he said, "Why now? And why me?" Ig shrugged and turned his pointed rat-like nose towards him. He spoke. The words arrived in Dom's head without the need for a cumbersome physical route. "The trouble was that we never found a way to become empathic. Telepathy, that's merely a higher form of speech. But to know how another being, another creature feels, that is impossible." "You were lonely," said Dom, "all those empty years."
Isaac would say, "Close, but no cigar. We searched even the alternate universes. It is true, right along to the dark impossible ones that are the stuff of nightmares. There was life, the bank, and Chaetogast are small fry. In some universes, the very suns live. There is a galaxy that sings. In one universe, over there..."
A paw pointed and one claw disappeared momentarily into another continuum.
"There is nothing but thought, which pervades all. Not only thought, but understanding. But it is alien to us. How blithely you use the word alien. You have no idea how alien a thing may be. We discovered, as the Kreapi are discovering, that the ultimate barrier is one's viewpoint. Dimly, they realize that even their most objective statements about the universe cannot be freed from the Kreapi taint because they ultimately derive from Kreapi minds and emotions. That's why they are the great ambassadors of interracial harmony and why they try so hard to be everything but Kreapi."
"So you invented us," said Dom. "At least that theory is true. You wanted to get different points of view?"
"Close again. All we had to do was make it easier for intelligent life to evolve. That, at least, is not difficult. It's well within the range of your sciences. Though it was damn difficult to hit the right combination for cold helium life. By the way, I have a small bomb surgically implanted in me. The Earthmen did it. Very subtle. I wouldn't worry. I have inactivated it."
Ig paused and scratched an ear.
"We left artifacts to tantalize," he said. "I'm afraid we cheated. Be sure that before we left, we were very thorough in cleaning up the galaxy. On some worlds, we had to build an entirely new crust, down to the fossils. We had to replace metals in the grounds as ores, replenish oil fields, relay coal measures. We wanted to make sure you had a start in life. We gave you reconditioned worlds, but we left you the towers and the chain stars and so on. All cultural fakes, I'm afraid. Made to awe rather than to inform. But we had to leave the clue. That was artistically correct."
"The dark side of the sun," said Dom. "It was two clues.